Thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 2 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night." Psalm 1, it opens up this book of Psalms. What are Psalms? Psalms are songs, but they're prayers in the form of songs. And it opens up without addressing God directly, if you notice. That's very important to pay attention to. For those of you that may be looking at the scripture at this time, you may be familiar with it, but if you're able to pick to open your Bibles, I want you to look at Psalm 1 because we're going to pray into that this morning. That's very, very intentional. Before the psalmist And I'm saying that with an S. As you read through the Psalms, before they cry out, before they rejoice, before they question, before they repent, this psalm establishes how a life is ordered before God. So it's teaching us orientation. Before we ever express, we have to be oriented. What does that mean? To be oriented means to be positioned. Before you ever express your feelings towards God, you first have to be directed. You got to be focused. You have to be positioned. Okay? I remember a long time ago, I was praying a lot. I was praying. And the Lord stopped me and he says, have you ever asked me first? Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to me about how I want you to pray to me? Mm-hmm. And I was stunted when he said that because I never thought about that. I just thought, well, you said pray, so I just do. But when you orient yourself, orientation means you position yourself first before you express. So this is what this psalm is teaching us this morning. The Psalms in and of themselves contain every range of human speech toward God. But Psalm 1, it ensures that those prayers are not filled with emotional fragments. What it does is it establishes that prayer flows from a place of alignment with instruction. Let me say that one more time. This psalm is establishing that prayer flows from alignment with God's instruction. So the psalmist begins by describing the kind of person whose prayers follow. So this description becomes the reference point for everything else that comes after it. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So the psalmist begins with movement and posture, walk, stand, sit. That describes how influence settles into a life. So what I want you to know on this morning is what begins as exposure becomes agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And then agreement becomes identity if it's left unchecked. Mm-hmm. I don't want this to fly over your head. Let me say it again. What begins as exposure becomes agreement. And agreement will become your identity if it is left unchecked. So blessing is presented as condition. It describes a life positioned correctly before God. So the psalmist defines this position by refusal as much as by pursuit. Come on. Pay attention here. Certain influences are rejected because they shape thinking away from God's instruction. Blessed is the man. I don't walk in the counsel of the wicked. Look at the orientation. Look at the, come on, he's pursuing, but he's also rejecting certain things. Mm-hmm. The law of the Lord, it refers to God's instruction. Mm-hmm. People denounce the law. In the name of, that's Old Testament. The law of the Lord, the Torah, is God's instruction.
Mm.
When you hear law, that's what it is. It's the instruction of God. And it's not limited to commands. It is the revealed way God teaches his people to live. Meditation. Meditation involves what? Repeated attention. You keep thinking about it. What do you meditate on all day? All day yesterday, what were you meditating on? Because we're all meditating. Mm-hmm. Your minds are always moving.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind feeds your brain. What was your mind telling your body to do? Mm-hmm. Some of our minds are telling our bodies to be sick. Why? Because of what we're meditating on. We're meditating on sick things. Some of our minds are telling our bodies to be joyful. Why? Because we're meditating on things that are joyous. Whatever you meditate, whatever you repeat, whatever you give your attention to, that is meditation. And so God's instruction is carried and rehearsed and allowed to shape our desire. And your desire is eventually going to shape your behavior. And so this is establishing how prayer works throughout the Psalms. The psalmist teaches that prayer does not begin with your speech toward God. It doesn't begin there. It begins with what governs the inner life. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law, he meditates day and night. And so we're going to pray into that right there, Psalm 1, verses 1 through 2, about our posture before we ever speak. We posture, and then we renounce any influence that has shaped our thinking apart from his instruction. Come on, let's pray, and we'll move forward. Father, we bring our posture before you on this morning. We reorient ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah. If you want us to stand, Lord God, we posture ourselves before you, King. As you require. Whatever you require from us, oh God. Father, we adjust ourselves on this morning. We present ourselves before you, Father. We present ourselves with intention. We present ourselves with humility. We recognize, oh God, that posture is not just about our physicality, but it's about how our internal, Lord God, our internal space, our internal being is, Father. And we bring our thoughts, we bring our patterns, oh God, before you this morning. We bring our assumptions before you this morning. We bring our reflexes before you this morning. Lord God, and the frameworks that govern how we interpret the world around us. And we acknowledge, oh God, that not every influence that has shaped us has come from you. Even when those influences felt reasonable, even when they felt familiar, even when they felt widely accepted, we deliberately renounce every voice. We deliberately renounce every system of thought and pattern of reasoning that has trained us to think apart from your instruction. And we release agreement with counsel that has normalized compromise, that has diminished truth. Lord God, has elevated human wisdom above what you have revealed. We ask you this morning to disentangle our thinking from influences that have subtly redirected our loyalty and shaped our decisions without our awareness. We ask you now to reorder our desires. Come on, talk to the Lord. Reorder my desire, Father. I want my desires to feed my behavior, oh God. I want you to reorder my desires. I want you to align my appetite so that I am not drawn away from you, but I am drawn toward what reflects your will. Lord God, I repel what distorts your will, and I draw close to what reflects your will. I repel what distorts your will, and I draw close toward what reflects your will. Let your word govern how I reason. Let your word govern how I make decisions. Let your word govern how I respond under pressure. Let your word govern how I interpret circumstances. Teach me to pause where I reacted before. Teach me to pause and to listen. Hallelujah. Even where I've made assumptions, God, teach me to pause. Teach me to listen, God. Remove counsel that competes with your voice. If there's any other voice louder than yours, voice in my life. Oh, God, remove it in the name of Jesus. Whether it comes from culture, whether it comes from my experience, whether it comes from fear, whether it comes from familiarity, God, I pray today that you would remove any counsel that is in competition with your voice, that you would silence internal narratives that contradict your truth. God, that expose, we pray, Lord God, that you expose patterns of thought that have gone unchallenged in me. In the name of Jesus, begin to expose and pull back every pattern of thought that has gone unchallenged, oh God, for too long. And I pray this morning that you would train our minds to dwell in places where truth is formed. We praying today that you would train us, oh God, train our minds to dwell in places where truth is formed through obedience and through attentiveness and sustained engagement with what you have spoken. Father, we're praying this morning that you would establish us as a people whose lives are shaped by your instruction. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are not being shaped by the age. We are being shaped by your instruction. If it is conflictual, Father, we will refuse to do it. Oh God, if it conflicts with what you say, Lord God, we reject it in the name of Jesus. Let our thinking be renewed. Come on, pray that with me this morning. Let our thinking be renewed. Hallelujah, God. Let our thinking be clarified today. Let it be stabilized by your word, Father. Form in us, form in our inner life, God, things that reflect what you have revealed, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that when what we carry internally produces faithfulness and endurance and clarity and how we live before you, God, and before others. Come on, align my appetite, God, so that I am not drawn away from you, but that I am drawn, Lord God, to the things that reflect your will. Pray that out. Pray that out. Come on, renounce those voices. Renounce those systems of thought. Renounce those patterns of reasoning. This is how your life becomes oriented with God. Come on, he's taking us through an orientation this morning. He's taking us back through orientation on this morning. This is what I want. This is what I desire. This is your posture. This is what I want you to reject. Come on. This is where I want your appetite to stay. Come on, he's reordering us this morning. All of us. Come on, just a few more moments. Just a few more moments. Come on, now that the Lord has oriented us, he says in verse number 3, he says he is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. Look at it. It says, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Come on. Come on. This is what alignment does. We've been talking about alignment since we started. The Lord has been talking about alignment since we began. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that God will reiterate a thing. He will repeat it. We need to be like our God. Repeat, repeat. He's been talking about alignment. What I want you to see, what the Lord wants you to see this morning is that alignment produces over time. The scripture says what? He is like a tree planted, come on, by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. So the psalmist now describes what the outcome of your alignment is going to be. We've already declared that there shall be notable testimonies all year long, every month. Come on. So the psalmist is telling us when we reorient, when we align, it's going to produce something over time. Here comes the outcome. The person formed by God's instructions is not compared to wild growth like a weed, but it's being compared to something more intentionally placed.
Yes.
Being planted, what does that imply? It implies that God has planted you with purpose and permanence. You cannot be moved. You are planted. That's for purpose and for purpose. You cannot be shaken. You cannot be moved. Look at the word. It says the streams of water. The streams, what does that tell you? That you're planted by supply. Oh, yeah. You need to see that. I'm planted, yeah, but I'm planted by a resource. I will always get what I need. Rekapondai. The fruit appears when? In its season. Wait, it's not time for it yet, but you got supply. So there's something always feeding you.
Mm-hmm.
And then in its season, here comes the fruit, which shows that growth unfolds in what? Stages.
Yes.
There's no strain in this song. No strain, no striving. Just moving about as you naturally are supposed to. Your nourishment is steady. Your leaves aren't withering. Right? That means you can endure. Oh, my tabaka. You endure through every season. What is seen by others reflects what is happening beneath the surface. What people are seeing now, they can't see it under the surface, but it's something going on.
Yes, God.
And prosperity is referring to a continuity. What God assigns to this person explains itself over time because it is supported by an ongoing life from God. Your life is an ongoing life from God. He's feeding you in every season, and there's an outcome in the time that it's supposed to be one. And so this verse, it shapes how later psalms speak about success and endurance and blessing. You need to know this morning. I'm going to stop right here. I may go into it if the Lord prompts me to at noon. But you need to know as we pray this last prayer that your results are directly connected to your formation.
Mm.
Your results are directly connected to your orientation. How are you being formed? Can God come and deal with your posture? He says, I want you to kneel before you, before me. Stand before me. Before you ever utter a word, sit before me. Whatever you, he wants, prostrate, whatever he wants your posture to be, what will your movement be? Will it be to just sit when he says stand? Will it be to stand if he says lay? You got to reorient yourself because your results are directly connected to your formation. So as we close here, let's pray into that. Place us where you intend us to grow, Father. Come on, let's pray that out. Father, we're praying on this morning, oh God, based on Psalms 1 and 3. Come on, pray. Place us where you intend us to grow, Father. Strengthen our roots, oh God, in what you have spoken, Father. God, we're praying this morning that you would let our fruit appear at the right time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray this morning, oh God, that our endurance would be visible, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying on this morning, oh God, that you establish, Lord God, the works of your hands, oh God, according to your design, Father. Lord God, we're not desiring growth, Lord God, that appears fast, but where your purpose can be sustained over time, Father. We yield to your positioning, God, trusting that where you plant us is connected to what you are forming within us, God. Father, we're praying that you would remove us from environments that have limited depth in us, oh God, and anchor us in places where obedience and patience and faithfulness can take root, Father. Come on, place us where you intend us to grow, Father. In the name of Jesus, place us in spaces and environments, oh God, not where we feel comfortable, not where we feel comfortable. We're not after comfortability. We're after growth, and we're not after fast growth. We're after the growth that defines our purpose, that sustains us over time, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we are in environments that don't limit our depth, but that pull out depth from us, God. You are anchoring us in places where obedience and patience and faithfulness can take root. God, we're praying that you would strengthen our roots in what you have spoken. Let our lives draw nourishment from your word, God. Let our lives draw nourishment from your word. This morning, let my life draw nourishment from your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, we don't want our lives to draw nourishment from urgency or comparison or external affirmation, but from your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm praying this morning that you would establish your depth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Many of us have been called to visibility, but before we are ever visible, let there be a depth in us. Let your depth take root in us, Father, in the name of Jesus. May there be substance in us, oh God. We want substance, oh God. Before we expand, let there be substance in us, oh God, where our roots have become shallow, have been shallow over time. God, in the name of Jesus, where our roots may be entangled, bring correction and stability so that what grows above the surface is supported by what has been formed below. In the name, God, we're dealing with the roots today. Let our roots go deep, 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 deep. May they be entangled with you and only you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bring correction to our roots. Bring stability to our root system. Come on, begin to pray about your root system. Deep roots in the word. Deep roots in the word. Not shallow, deep, deeper waters. Let your roots begin to reach. Let your roots begin to go deeper. Father, we're praying that fruit appear at the right time. Guard us from striving for premature results. Guard us from wanting something before time. Guard us from wanting something before time. In the name of Jesus, God, let our fruit appear at the right time. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we will not measure our success by speed. We want our fruit in the right time. Teach us to honor our process. Teach us to honor the timing. Teach us to honor the season. Allow what you are cultivating to mature fully. Come on, we don't want premature fruit. We don't want premature fruit. Let our fruit mature fully. So that when our fruit is seen, it carries weight. It carries nourishment. Come on. You carry lasting value. You are fruit. You are fruit
as well. Come on, maturate me in a way till I become full, full, right, full. Come on, I'm plump and right and full. Hey, I'm nourishing. I've got lasting value. I've got weight. Come on, preserve my endurance. Preserve my endurance so that my outward life reflects health. Come on, pray that out. Pray that out. Pray that out. Preserve my endurance. I can endure because I'm connected to the vine. I can endure because I'm connected. My outward life is going to reflect what my I'm healthy on the inside. I'm preserved because I'm healthy on the inside. I'm healthy on the inside. You can only be sustained with what comes from Him. Don't be sustained by pressure. Don't be sustained by performance. Sustain me with what comes from you, God. Pray that out. Come on. Free us from the need to produce in our own strength. Free us from maintaining appearances. Hallelujah. Supply us with life that does not depend on circumstances. That does not it doesn't depend on recognition. Come on. I'm supplied, and it has nothing to do with outcome. It has nothing to do with circumstances. Let your provision steady us, even when conditions are shifting around us. That doesn't pertain to us because we have steady provision. Come on, we pull from the economy of heaven. We pull from the economy of heaven, not from the systems of this world. You need to know that your provision is steady, even when conditions are shifting. Your provision is steady. Pray. Pray, people of God. I got a steady stream. I got a provision that is steady. And the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. Come on. Conditions are going to shift here. Hey, but my conditions won't. Why? Because my provision is steady. I'm by the stream. I'm planted by the stream. Establish the work of our hands according to your design. Confirm what you have authorized, Father. Confirm it. What you have authorized, confirm it, Father. Refine what needs alignment. Remove what you have not assigned. If it's not for me, remove it.
If it's not for me, remove it, Father.
Let our labor be supported by your presence. Let our labor be directed by your wisdom so that what we build remains faithful. Come on. What I'm building is going to remain faithful to God's intention. What I'm building is going to remain beyond my time. I'm building something that can last. My life with God is everlasting. My life with God does not end. I'm not going to get into it today. But I want you to hear me this morning before we close. I'm not going to get into it today. But I want you to hear me by the Spirit. And everyone's going to take this in at different levels of comprehension. But I want you to hear the Spirit this morning.
Your purpose is not limited to this earth realm. Your life, the life that you're living, is already eternal. Hear me. When you leave this realm and you enter into permanently the eternal realm, it's a translation from one realm to the next. Your life with God does not stop because you translate over into the eternal realm. The purpose you have will still be the purpose you'll have when you leave. And when you, what you leave in the impression that you leave in the earth, those that follow you will be able to pick that up and keep going. Your life with God is not limited to this realm. You are an eternal being that's living in a mortal body. I'll say that again so that you can really get that. Let that connect. You are an eternal being living in a mortal body. But even your mortal body, it goes back to the earth, right? It goes back to creation, what God created. It goes back to God. And you're going to get another body. You're going to get another body. But the life that you're living now is being perfected for eternity. Stop focusing on your mortality and focus on your eternity. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Yes, these heavens, you know, we have more than one heavens. These skies, this world will fade away. You won't. You're not going to fade away. The essence of who you are will remain, but in perfection, in glorification. You are being sanctified, not just for this life. The sanctification process is for the glorification, the day when you are in glory, not a literal place, but you're in your glorified body. You are in the glorified state of being. I pray that everybody's getting this and receiving this morning, because we've limited our thinking to, I live on earth, I'm going to die one day, and then I'm going to heaven. Heaven is your reality right now. It should be anyway. Heaven is your supply now, not later. Not later. The Bible even says that we are seated, what? In heavenly, some of you are not seated in your heavenly place. That's the reason why. You're too earthbound. You're too earthbound. Your thinking is too earthbound.
Come on.
Everything is earthbound. You're thinking limited. You're thinking limited. Come into alignment with your spirit, man, and with your spirit life. Let everything in you align with spirit. And live your life from that place. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to stop there for wisdom's sake. Live your life in the spirit, people of God.
Amen.
Live your life in the spirit. I release the prophets this morning. If they have anything, if they want to confirm anything, if they want to release anything, you're more than welcome to come. Prophet Zaporia, Prophet DeMarcus, Apostle Fash.
Good morning. Grace and peace. I just want to confirm that we know that this is the word of the Lord, because we know that the Spirit of God, He rules and He reigns and He dwells here amongst us, His people. I thank God that everything that He had been saying from yesterday, which I'll share, that it was confirmed this morning. I heard God say, as I was running errands yesterday, when I pulled up at Audi's, I couldn't even get out the truck. The Lord said, just be still and sit before me. So when you said that, I was like, God, you're just real. He said, in the midst of all your moving, just be still. And as I sat still, I heard God clearly say, He said, I am not only the God of sustainability, but I am the God of surplus. And He said it again, and I said, because I have been, I guess, thinking about just being sustained in God. And He was like, I believe He was letting me know that, yes, He is a God that sustains, but He is not only a God that only sustains. And He says, the God of surplus. And He said again, I am not only a God that sustains. He says, but I am all-sufficient God. I am El Shaddai. I am more than enough. And I sat and I began to weep as He began to download in me the abundance of Him being all-sufficient, not just from a financial standpoint, but from a fathering standpoint, from a mothering standpoint, from a healer standpoint, from being a lawyer in courtrooms for me, for being keeping me when I didn't even know that I needed to be kept, keeping me when I didn't want to be kept. And I was just like, it was so just to be still in Him and to hear Him reiterate that. And when he said, in seasons past, you have learned how to strive from a place of survival. He said, now you will come into a place of thriving. You will thrive through. And as you will thrive, you will not have to strive from a place of survival, but you will thrive in your seasons now and then to come. And it does not matter the situations that may have arose or that you may have had to face. And He says, I'm showing you by having you actually do what the world would say is it doesn't make sense. Where in most situations, if you, I'll say according to man, if you take a loss, it is natural to try to hold back or refrain from giving. When God is at the same time said, even in the midst of one thing being taken, I want you to give even the more. Where you may be going through, as far as even myself, going through certain things in the body. God say, where the body will say, lay down and give up, I want you to get up and keep going. And He says, I know that it makes no carnal sense. He says, because I want to bring you from really being carnally minded, really from living lower, living in a place where you have been focused more on mortality, on where you're at naturally, than where I called you to exist from. And He says, that's why I'm causing things to seem not to react in the way they would react normally. He says, because I'm bringing you into the mind of me, the character of me, the being of me, on how I structure my people, my kingdom is the way that I am. And He said again, He said, I am not only a God of sustainability, He says, but I am the God of the surplus. I am all sufficient. And He said again, I am El Shaddai. I am more than enough. And it had me in such a week that when I actually got to my shop to clean up, when I walked in, my mind intention was to go in, sweep and clean. When I walked in, I felt the unction of God. He sat me down, and the Holy Spirit began to pray through me until I knew that that was not me actually praying. I know that I was just the vessel that the Holy Spirit was expressing through. And I just wanted to share that this morning. as the truth of God was being just prayed through and taught and released. And I just thank God for this 60 for 60 where God is speaking. He is moving. He is realigning. He is recalibrating us. He is removing erroneous things. He is taking out what cannot serve, what cannot go with us to where we are going. And I'm just grateful that even in what may cause things to move around, they're moving us forward into a closer alignment with God.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that release on this morning. Glory be to God. I'm trying to see if Apostle Flash is going to be able to come forth. I know she has something, but she's been moving around, and I'm trying to get her to release it now because everyone here is not a part of Sent Miami. There are some people that are on the line that are guests, if you will. They're family, but they're guests. And I'm trying to see, Apostle Flash, are you able to come forth?
Good morning. Grace and peace.
Okay, there she is.
As we, you guys can hear me okay, right?
Yes.
Okay. As we were praying at the beginning of prayer, in the spirit, I heard the Lord say, lean into my wisdom. And I feel like it was actually confirmation as to what you released this morning about our posture and our alignment, and also what God is taking us in our dependency. I couldn't help but think about the scripture. I believe it is, hold on, I have it here. Proverbs 3, when it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean unto, and lean not into thine own understanding, but in thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So the Lord, I believe the Lord is dealing with our posture, our dependency, and our humility towards him as well. So I just wanted to be obedient and release that word, as he said, to lean into my wisdom. And when we lean, that means that we have to incline our ear to listen and to hear, but also to go back to what has been also spoken is also to pause. So I just wanted to release that. I'm sorry, I was moving around, but I wanted to be obedient and release that this morning.
Amen and amen. That you said that he said, lean into wisdom. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. That is absolutely the word of the Lord. God is addressing wisdom here more and more. Even in me, I've been hearing that lately, because we could have knowledge, but knowledge without wisdom is, it can be destructive. We see a lot of people that have a lot of knowledge. They've read a lot. They've learned a lot through experience, but they're not wise. And that can be destructive. So we need to lean into, we need knowledge. We know we need it, because the Bible tells us without it, people perish. But we need wisdom as well. Wisdom is the principal thing, according to Proverbs. Prophet DeMarcus, I believe you were coming.
Amen. I just want to support and confirm all that has been released this morning. I believe the Lord is transitioning us from moments of breakthrough into systems of longevity. And what I know the Lord is releasing in this season is not meant to exhaust us, but it's meant to establish us. And I heard the Lord says that he is teaching us how to steward oil, not just pour it out, but steward it, because here's the wisdom again. Sustainability is God's wisdom in motion, he says. He says that when we are pacing, our pacing must be aligned with purpose, and our structuring must be aligned with his glory. And the Lord, I heard the Lord says that, he said that I am breaking the cycle of burn and rebuild, and I am forming rhythms that endure. And so the Lord says that what we build now must be able to carry weight tomorrow. And he says that he's calling us to plant with foresight, and lead with restraint. and labor from rest. For what is sustained becomes generational, and what is stewarded becomes multiplied, says the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We shall adhere to what the Lord is saying to us. Amen. We will hear you back here at 12 noon, God's will. For those of you that are able to get on, share it, the number with someone. Let them know that prayer is going forth at 12 noon. Let them know about 60 for 60. We thank God for all of you that were able to join on this morning, and we bid you more grace. We love you.